Now, this year, a brand new BIA Innovator Campus opened in Athenry in County Galway. It's for emerging food enterprises in the West, providing businesses and technical supports to bring enterprises to the next level. Trasa Brannock paid a visit to the campus, and there she met Aunt Lizzie and niece Anna, who were founders of Nibbed Cacao. Their company is one of a growing number of businesses at the campus. They mainly produce teas and cacao for hot drinks that celebrate the unique flavour of the raw bean.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Anna, nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Good.
Nibbed Cacao is a cacao producer whose roastery is based at the BIA Innovator Campus. They use every bit of the cacao bean, including the nibs, to produce and package their hot drinks, cacao nibbles, and even a husk tea.
And tell me, Julie is in front of us here. What's Julie doing at the moment?
So our most popular product is pure cacao. So we have it in a block, but we also have it in a grated format that's gone through this grater and then put into a big, massive container, and then that container is put into this machine, and then that's fed into a pouch.
And we can hear your aunt and co-founder Lisa there at one of the other machines. We might go into her now in a second. So, Lisa, maybe you can tell me a little bit about the process.
Yeah, so bean to bar means we source our beans from only sustainable enterprises, so social enterprises and farmer-led co-ops. So we roast them and then winnowed, and then we start the process here on site. So what you're seeing there is the nibs grinding down and releasing the fats and becoming liquid.
And that to me now looks like, well, I could stick my finger in there and have a lovely taste of chocolate.
Now,
but I have 100%. Tasted raw cacao, and it is very bitter, isn't it?
It's very bitter. Yeah, it's 100% chocolate. For me, the word chocolate incorporates sugar. So companies will use sugar, they'll use lecithin, they'll use artificial flavours, colours, whatever they want. And that's what changes that original cacao taste. But we're all about stripping it back. Let's bring it back to actually the way it used to be drank and the way it still is drank in South America.
The cacao beans go through various stages before the final products hit the shelves under their brand name, Nibbed Cacao. From the roasting of the beans to cracking them open to reveal the nibs, which is when production on site begins. And the process has become much more efficient over time.
So this used to be a 48-hour process. We can get down to about a 4-hour now. Yeah.
That's incredible, isn't it?
So we can process now, if we were to work 6 to 6, we could process 180 kilo a day, where we were doing a tight 100 kilo a day.
And how does your dynamic work? Anna, Lisa's your aunt. How does that work? How do you get on?
Great.
We have our moments.
No, we've actually learned to work a lot better over the years. In a way, it's great that we're family because you can be pretty honest. But no, it's great because, like, I come from a marketing background and design and social media, whereas Lisa's chef and food science and also the health and food safety aspect. So we actually are great complementary skills.
And I suppose there's been a story there in the last while that there's a global shortage of cacao. How is that affecting you, and how is it going to affect people at home who are wondering about their chocolate?
So cacao grows 20 degrees north and south of the equator. So if you draw a line around the world, that's where you can grow cacao. Predominantly and originally it came from South America. But the big five, so the big five producers in the world, decided to plant it in Africa, in East Africa predominantly. And that's where about 80% of the world's production comes from now at the moment. They had floods last year, which caused pod rot. So these guys went out to market. They didn't have enough, obviously. They went out and they started buying up whatever they could at whatever cost. So that's driven shortages. So for us, getting the supply is really important. And then the second thing is the price. Because what's happening is we can't get a price for our next shipment. Like, literally, we're getting it before we get it because he can't fix prices before you could for a year. And the farmers aren't giving the prices. They're holding out, obviously. So we don't know where it's going to go. They reckon what will happen worldwide is South Americans will plant more, which would be great, but also demand will taper off as well as it becomes more expensive.
You mentioned farmers there, and your company is looking at different product development to future-proof the company and maybe to bring in local farmers. How is BIA Innovator helping you with that?
So BIA Innovator, well, first of all, for us, the growth, BIA Innovation has been amazing. Like, we've come on the spectrum of agencies that we probably wouldn't have seen us. And having Cullum here, who is with Chagas, He's helping us coming up with some ideas along with me and Julian, trying to come up with some ideas in terms of where we should go with our next main product. So we are looking at a very novel ingredient at the moment, tiger nut. I can give you a little bit of taste if you want to try some.
Yeah, I'd love some.
Yeah, so tiger nut is a bulb. It's a grass. And it is indigenous to Ireland back in Paleolithic times. It's not anymore. There is somebody growing it in Cork and you can get plants. There is absolutely no sugar in there. There is literally just fat and tiger nut, and you'll get the flavour of that. It's very sweet,
okay,
very naturally sweet. So what we're trying to create is this little bit of silkiness with that sweetness, and then we will add other ingredients to it to get the health benefit of it.
It's really unusual. It took me a second to figure out what the taste is.
Yeah.
I suppose I've never tasted it before.
Yeah.
But it is very creamy. I can imagine it as a hot drink, as you said, and comforting.
It's literally like a long grass, and underneath it's like a bulb. It looks like a scallion.
And it's the bulb that you're harvesting for this,
is it? It would be the bulb, yeah. So it would definitely, if any farmers out there would be interested in contacting us, you know, like honestly, as I said, Tana, I would love to be able to walk up the road and know we're getting our ingredients from there in terms of sustainability.
And that was Tressa Brannock reporting. And if you're a food business, then beainnovatorcampus.ie is the relevant address. And Lisa and Anna's products are at nibbedcacao.com.